Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than listening to explicit lyrics with your parents.
Ooh, how exciting.
Our number to call in if you're listening live on Tuesday night is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You could join our chat room at the Den Pen by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. And if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. Actually, being able to do that on Davin Comedy is probably going to disappear in a few months, but that's neither here nor there. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi.
And Sensei Russ Ferdico.
Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back. Joe is out on assignment. The assignment is to get smart. No, Joe's doing Joe's doing comedy this week, as opposed to what he does here, which I don't know what Joe does here.
Oh, you do so.
Yes, Joe will be back next week bringing that certain je ne sais quoi that yes. Only Joe Curry can bring.
But absolutely.
Right now, we're sure he's killing it on stage somewhere. Yeah, so we're going to redo the Davin Comedy website, and I think I'm going to take away, except for a link to the Davin's Den stuff, I think I'm going to take away all the Davin's Den stuff off that page. Not necessary anymore.
Davin's Den stuff off the Davin's Den page.
No, off the Davin Comedy page.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be a link. Everything's named after me.
I know.
I'm like an Italian man who names everybody Junior.
Nice.
Or Antony.
Antony. That makes no sense.
Yes.
Somebody who names themselves Junior names everybody after themselves.
I know.
Or a presidential candidate.
Or
I'd put it on a building.
Yes, true.
You're a little slow on the
gold.
Uptake. Listen, you better raise your game there, Miss Hill.
It's huge.
He wishes.
The building.
Okay.
Anyway.
I thought we were talking about hands again.
Lots of stuff to get to tonight on the show. A review of the Steven Tyler concert that Pip and I went to.
Yes.
Was he on crutches or a wheelchair?
Stop it. A little respect.
Did his dentures fall out?
Just because all your heroes are dead.
Singing Dream On.
Just because all your heroes
are dead.
Who are my heroes?
Bruce Lee. Dead.
True.
All right, now settle down.
Oh, man. Smack! I can't believe you smacked the sensei in the head like that.
Well, how else? You don't toy and tickle a sensei. You go for the throat chop.
This is true.
You finish it quickly.
This is true.
And I did.
The only way that I would be able to deal with him because he's a black belt is I'd have to go all rabid cat on him.
Oh, that. Go all mad dog.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's the only way.
I just hit him where it hurt. I hit him where it hurt. Went right to the Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
I know. That was tough.
Yeah,
that was
suck
brutal.
It up, Buttercup.
No,
that'll make you think twice about talking ill of the Steven Tyler. let's see. The trouble with today's kids, or is maybe the trouble really with us? We'll have a discussion about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A new law which fines parents for raising bullies. A feminist bake sale that went horribly wrong.
Get back in the kitchen, make me a pie.
That's what would happen if I was there. Bitch, get your ass back in there.
Now it's going to go horribly wrong.
With my goddamn cookies.
Don't you sass me, girl.
You know what a spatula fits? Do you want to see?
I said extra sugar.
Nobody wants an uppity Betty Crocker, but we'll get there in a little while.
I have a rolling pin and I'm not afraid to use it.
Yeah, shove it up your ass and make some more cookies.
It'd probably be a vegan Betty Crocker.
No, they might have been. We'll get to that story. We'll play some bitter on Twitter, and we'll check in with Ann Jackson and her myriad of scammers.
Oh,
God help this woman.
Something to announce happened right before the show, kind of dealing with Juliana Avalos. Of course, Juliana Avalos was the girl who was suing Match.com,
yes.
Who all the media fawned over.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah. And, of course, we had the scoop that perhaps she wasn't what she claimed to be.
You don't say.
And can you find out all that on the davinsden.com page?
Yeah.
Oh, that is news.
Shifty.
So over the past couple of years, I had been talking to somebody who was actually scammed by the real Avalos. And he was overseas, and it really ruined his life. Originally, he was scammed by a scammer pretending to be Avalos. And then he got in contact with the real Avalos, where she allegedly
screwed him over too.
Yes,
oh,
we
man.
Know this. We've talked about this before on the show. Some of that, a very little of that evidence, has been on the Davin's Den page because he asked me not to publish it.
Right.
Out of the blue today, I got an email. Goes, you know what? I've been thinking about it. You can publish it all.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes,
score.
Yes, score.
So I will be working with Diva Donnie, who's our webmaster, in the next couple of months.
Diva.
And I will be collating this stuff, and we hope to publish it soon. A lot more evidence. Obviously, I have to redact some phone numbers, but I promise you the phone numbers are legitimate.
Nice.
Wow. I'm not going to put her phone number out there. You can search for it yourself.
Darn it.
1-800-JACK.
But there's pictures. There's there's texts. I'm going to put it all out there to show that this woman was pretending to have a relationship with this guy while she's in a relationship with her man and father of her kids,
right.
Craig Grant. Also, something that I'll open up to you guys. In December, I am going to be working in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
No way.
Well, that wasn't the exciting news.
Shot girl?
Why is that shocking?
I know, it said shot girl.
Shot girl. No, the wife. The wife and kid are coming. The wife's coming. The only shot's going to be the back of my head.
I'm sorry, mister, but can you shave your belly button? Because we're not putting shots in. No one will drink out of there.
That's not true.
No.
That's not true.
You have to wax his back for that job.
My back? We're talking about the front. The back can remain hairy. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's Gay Pride Week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You don't even know what week I'm going.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just made
Wherever I go, it's Gay Pride Week?
Yes.
Fantastic. So here's the thing. I will be 45 minutes away from Juliana Avalos.
Oh, no. Stop.
No.
Do I go down there? It's going to be hard. I got the wife and kids. Do I go down there and try to do a little ambush interview? I do have her address. I'd have to find it. But I do have her address.
But you don't have, like, a film crew and stuff.
I don't.
Bring a bodyguard because she does sound clinically insane.
So, your daughter.
So, for
you taught her. You know what she's capable of.
Yeah, but she's got to be in the right mood.
That would be hysterical.
All right, you're going to have to, like talk her up the whole
time. I actually should bring him.
Yeah,
that's
really?
The move.
Oh,
road
tempt
trip?
Me. Please don't tempt me. Oh, this is not a nice person. Please don't tempt me.
I could bring my camcorder. I can figure out how to record stuff on my phone. There's a way to record audio on the phone.
That's the safest bet, yeah.
Mm.
Do I go down there and try to have a little chat?
But you know who you'd get? You'd get the husband.
I'd get them both. I'd confront them both. I don't care.
Wow.
Ooh. I don't care.
Wow.
I'd be like, hey, man, I'm the guy that ruined your lawsuit. Want to chat?
Oh, I wouldn't start off that way.
Fabulous. Oh,
door,
yeah,
slam, please.
Well, how else are you going to do? I'm a big admirer of your work. Will you rap for me?
Davin Rosenblatt, I expose you.
I'm here for my banana.
No, she's been exposing herself.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't expose you.
I had nothing to do with that exposing.
Wait a minute. I'm here for my banana bread.
I'm here for the $40 banana bread. Nice. And a tie-dye t-shirt and some of your overpriced mushrooms and coffee. No. Where is it, ho?
Wait, I went my motor club pass.
Yes, she's all this stuff.
She sells everything.
And now Craig does Bitcoin and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do I go? I mean, I would have to explain it to the wife and kid. Go, hey, entertain yourselves at the pool or the beach.
Yeah, don't take them, but definitely, yeah.
Daddy's
got to
make
you
a round trip.
To. Yeah, exactly. Daddy has to say hi to an old friend.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know. Is the wife going to...
I'd have to run it by her.
Oh, yeah, I'd say.
Just can't disappear.
I can't see her liking the idea too much.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't know what that situation.
You brought me down. Although she might, because you know what? You were going to see your mother. We're going to the Harry Potter world, and everything. We're doing a lot of cool stuff.
In that situation, I'd rather beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Trucker Tom says, "I'm Davin Rosenblatt. I killed your lawsuit. Prepare to die."
We might have to have some impromptu lessons before I go down.
Yes.
A little self defense course. A little.
Well, Lisa says
Davin's taking my sword.
Nobody feels like I can handle myself,
no,
by the way.
No.
What a warm group of supporting friends. You, Sarah, are a pussy.
No, it's just not a good idea.
I almost spit coffee everywhere.
We do not think you can handle a woman in her early 30s with fake tits and a nutcase husband, brother, father, whatever the hell he is.
It's a nutcase.
It's more Craig.
Yeah,
well, I mean, he does run a lot. I mean, he's probably in better shape than me at this point.
Yeah.
I actually have to train for me.
It's not even...
Start jogging for your photos.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Most people get ready for a beach, Davin gets ready for an interview.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty
yes.
much.
That's great.
He's got to train. Da 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 da.
Getting ready to look good for the beach? No, for the interview, stupid.
He's running up and down his front stoop instead of the Philadelphia Museum.
That's a lot. There's like two stairs.
Well, two stairs.
I have to pop on my way up.
It's a lot. You gotta start somewhere, man.
You know, I could twist something. I could stub a toe.
They are made of concrete.
You know,
shoelaces can become untied.
Yeah, it's like 20 feet to the kitchen, so I could get a cold drink. A lot of bad things could happen.
Oh, no. My God, the humanity. Do you have a hose outside or something?
I'm not drinking out of a hose. I'm not an animal.
The question would be,
what kind of hose are we talking about?
Either one, you whore.
All right. right.
The question is, spandex shorts or non-spandex shorts?
I think it depends on the day.
No, I think
I'm wearing my yoga pants.
Something breathes.
No, yoga. I want to show my camel toe.
No, that's moose knuckle.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, camel toe's for girls. And Joe, if Joe was here, he'd say, isolate that.
No, he's not, so we won't.
Depends if he has the pink band around the top.
For him.
So should I go?
With the wife's permission, I would.
It's two dangerous situations. The wife.
Yes,
I know, right?
Yes, it's like if
either way, you need a bodyguard.
Then I gotta make people laugh at night. Yeah.
If you pass this mission, then you have to go on to a more or less dangerous mission. I'm not sure, but
the wife might be cool with it, she might give me a dirty look.
I don't think
so. No way.
Yeah, I don't think she's gonna be cool.
Why?
Because she's too sensible.
Yeah, but I'm afraid that's the answer.
It is. I'm sorry. I've known her for years.
I phoned a friend, and Russ said, Yeah, no. Well, you know her very well.
I do. And she's Davin Zhang to his yin.
I know.
He just balances
don't make
out.
It dirty.
She just balances him out.
Yeah, because it's... Because I don't know. On one hand, I think that because sometimes he's been able to call people on the phone or, you know, and talk to these different scammers. And
that's
get
on
more,
the phone, though.
Yeah, it's on the phone.
I'm not saying Davin can't defend himself. I'm saying he shouldn't. in person. On the phone, yes. He's not going to get punched in the face by the phone.
I know. Well, if you're in the position where your daughter is a black belt and can take you out.
If Tink was 10 years older, I would be totally, like, cool with that.
Yeah.
If his daughter was 10 years older, definitely.
So if the wife agrees, I should go?
If the wife agrees, it would be really interesting.
I really would rather really do it with a camera crew, but by the time this gets published, I might be able to call Miami and get a camera crew.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's the move. Get everything published.
Now, if you're going to a house, though, even if you get, like, maybe permission to set up across the street and wait for her, if you have that kind of time.
I kind of know where she hangs.
Yeah?
Walmart, her house. I kind
of
know.
Oh, no. Then you'll be stalking. You better check the stalking
how
laws
do you think
in Florida,
it's
too.
Not stalking. It's detective work, stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to have a moment alone with her.
It doesn't matter what
if
your
I wanted to do that,
are.
I could pay like every other customer.
No, she was caught on something, doing something. Immoral,
I think that's the move. I think I got to get this stuff published and then talk to local news crews as it gets closer. I think that's the move.
Be safer.
I think that's the move.
Your wife would definitely go with that better.
Yeah.
Better than an ambush interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the move. All right.
No bodyguard needed at home or in Florida.
By the way, if Joe's girl says, I don't know if Tom can handle that Davin in yoga pants. And Tom says, I may turn the guns on myself if I have to see that.
Oh,
that's
no.
It. I'm putting up pictures of me in yoga pants.
Oh,
I am calling your bluff, sir.
No.
Let's see what type of gun owner you are.
I'm going to send him to the North Carolina legislature and say, he's coming to your town.
If you hear it, a bang and a thud in a white community in Michigan, that was just Tom being a man of his word.
Oh, no.
No, moose knuckle. Boom.
You're welcome, America.
It's got to be the one with the pink stripe around the top.
It's got to say
it can't be solid black yoga pants because then it just doesn't count.
No. It has to say Hanes for her.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. Or pink on his butt. Yeah.
Juicy.
Yeah, juicy. Yeah, juicy.
I have a nice ass.
I don't know. I don't look at it.
Trust me. I look at it all the time. I just set up rear view mirrors.
Taking those selfies in the bathroom.
Sure.
Get out of there.
Ass selfies.
Get ready.
That's what I do.
That'd be something for the
Why
website.
Why don't people take ass selfies?
They do.
They
just
do.
Not on the sites that you're thinking.
Oh, okay.
They really, yes.
Oh, they do?
They
oh.
Really, yes.
How could you both know that and jumped on it right away? Yeah.
All right. So I went down to Baltimore to see a Yankees game with my parents.
Yeah. How'd that go?
They played a great game. They lost. They played. It was like 0-0, and they lost on the 10th.
You can see the Yankees in the Bronx. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I've never been in Camden Yards before.
So you drove all the way to Baltimore to watch a Bronx baseball team play baseball?
Yeah, in Camden Yards. It's a beautiful stadium.
I'm totally confused by that. I'm from the Bronx, so my head's spinning right now.
No, Mr. Helix and I have done that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, go see them play in other arenas.
There's a lot of beautiful ballparks.
In other ballparks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad you had fun.
For it.
Well, it's sort of like see another city, go see our team in the other city.
But we didn't stay long.
Get hit in the head with beer, popcorn.
No,
it's not
Philly. I've done that.
No, Boston. Oh,
I've been to Boston watching the Red Sox game. No, Angels.
Yeah, too nasty.
We did that.
It's too nasty.
Mean.
Yeah, it's not even worth it.
So I'm driving down. So, and here's the rule. Whoever, I don't know, I made it a rule. Who's ever driving, I'm driving their car, who's ever driving has control of the radios. I think that's generally accepted rule.
I think that is a generally accepted rule, like nationwide.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's in the Constitution, actually.
Yeah, or it should be an amendment.
Yeah, it should be.
It's the second half of amendment.
I mean, I heard Obama wants to take that away, but I'm not sure.
Socialist.
Yes, exactly. So I'm listening to a rap and hip-hop station that features music from the 80s and 90s. Because I like some of that music. I flip around.
Wait, that like XM kind of?
Yeah, Sirius XM.
The play, spin back, playback?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
They play jam on it. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, they got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
I'm impressed.
Not bad for Ad Banger.
No, not at all. But there were some good tunes.
Yeah.
So first, the Digital Grounds Humpty Dance comes on.
Oh, stop.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad's like, what's Humpty Dance? What's this? I have options here.
What can I do to this old man?
I can explain what the Humpty Dance is. I could tell him it's about an egg that was on a wall where it didn't end well.
Which probably would have been the most believable.
That's the Disney version.
Yes. Or I could just like shrug it off. And, you know, wave up the hands. I shrugged it off.
See.
Told him it was a song that desecrated more Burger King bathrooms.
What?
That line, man. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. What kind of 80s boy are you?
Oh, I don't know.
Shame
that line
on you.
Either.
Tisk, tisk.
It's from the 90s. But
okay. You know what I'm saying. Late 90s. Yeah, yeah,
what's 90s? A decade amongst friends?
Was it?
Early 90s.
Early 90s. Okay. All right. Early 90s,
like
80s, same stuff.
Tell that to the hair bands.
I know. Motley Crue to Guns N' Roses transition. It was a little blurred there.
So then, after that, Two Live.
No, you didn't.
No.
With your dad?
I'm not programming the station.
On XM?
I'm not programming the station,
people. So you just hit the button, bro.
Yeah.
Two Live Crews, Me So Horny.
No.
Oh, perfect.
No.
Better that than face down. Better that than face down, ass up.
No.
It's like, what are they saying? Me love you long time.
You made your dad. Did you change the song?
Well, here, with such lines as suck my dick and my asshole, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know they said that. Oh.
Yeah. I hadn't heard the song in a while, so I wanted to hear it.
Oh,
no, you didn't.
No, you finished it?
No.
So this is on. Now, at the same point, I missed an exit. I missed a red. I've gotten the express.
Yeah, you've listened.
You're jamming out, man.
He's busy listening to this and thinking, yeah, suck my dick. Oh.
So the good thing about this is, now everybody's focused on my driving mistake.
Thank God.
And I could shut off the song. That's the respectable thing to do. But I hadn't heard the song in a long, long time.
Oh. YouTube, Devin. Oh. YouTube.
You brought this on yourself by not hitting the button.
Like the song.
No. You do not like the song. You do not enjoy the song in front of your mother.
No.
Well, she was in the backseat.
So. No. Oh, doesn't great. Matter. No. Not in front of your father either. No.
He didn't ask me what it was about.
Yeah, I was afraid after the Humpty
certain
dance.
Conversations parents shouldn't have with their children.
No.
That song's one of them.
That's what it is. You know what? Honestly, I was afraid I was going to have to explain the birds and the bees to my parents, and I didn't want to.
God.
It's like, oh, you should know this, but.
What are they talking about? You would not, when you're old enough, Mom and Dad. Dad, I'll explain it.
Oh, no.
When a hoe and a pimp love each other very, very much.
Oh, when pimps and hoes are kicking it.
Yeah. When bitches be going down on the dick. Sometimes you lick the asshole too, because you're in the neighborhood. When you get upset when I'm in the Bergenfield and I don't stop by to say hello, it's the same thing as if you're sucking dick. It's the courteous thing to do. It'd be disrespectful not to lick the asshole.
Oh,
that's all Skywalker's talking about.
God. Some people just like to call it a drive by.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood. Oh, good Lord.
So you feel like I should have turned off the song?
Absolutely, man.
Yes.
I did not.
Ugh.
Clearly.
I don't get any credit for staying the course.
No.
No.
You're a bunch of animals.
No,
of course
no.
No.
I'm a man of my convictions.
I would have YouTubed it later.
No, I'm not going to YouTube it later.
Yes, that's the move. Listen.
It's not the same as listening to it on the radio.
No, look, look.
What are these gangsters doing to that poor Asian chick?
They're not seeing the video.
They're not, yeah, really.
No, the voice of the song.
Well, listen, they were around in the Vietnam era. They know the voice.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's
what
Full Metal Jacket. They
love you a long time.
Oh, love you long time.
No.
Yeah, no. It's so bad. No. No, you don't listen to that. I couldn't listen to the song "Play That Funky Music" because my dad thought it was saying "Play that fucking music, white boy," and he would and he got upset. Like, Dad was really cool, but he's like, "That's not right to be on the radio." And I'm like,
"Yeah, but you could explain it to him."
I know, but he didn't believe me. That's not funky. So, he's saying the F word. My dad was in the Navy, and he was upset.
So Two Live Crew would have been way over the top.
Oh, his head would have exploded.
I would have grounded you.
It's only lucky my dad was dead, because if he had heard that shit, no.
Yeah. That was a dick move, man.
Fortunately, I got lost, and everybody focused on that. Although I was still listening with half an ear. I'm like, wow, nobody's going to say shit about this?
He has no,
really?
David has no moral or geographical compass.
There you go.
High five, man. That's
Pippa's never asked for a high five. But that's because she doesn't want to touch
that's
anybody down here.
A great line.
All right, write it down. That's what I'll call it. Write that down.
No moral or geographical compass.
Yeah, bunch of animals. I guess
you're calling us animals.
I guess Joe's out of a job.
That's the best line.
All right, well, that kind of leads into my next thing. So I get to Baltimore. I get into my hotel, I check my phone, check my email. Awaiting for me in my inbox is an email from an agency who I work for quite a bit. Some of their shows that I've done have been very, quote-unquote, interesting, and I've shared them with the audience.
Okay.
So this is the message I get. Quote, "Do you want to write jokes for a porn site? No lie,
no
X amount of money
way.
Per week."
Really?
That's waiting for
you.
You
could take Name That Orgasm to an entirely different
new
level.
Oh, like that joke you told us before the show.
Which confirms the fact that he is thinking about this, so there goes the moral compass again.
There's no moral compass. You're here. Explain it to your fiance and your kids while you're here. Don't worry about me, Mr.
No, they will have no idea that I was ever on the show.
It's all up there. It's all on the internet.
Yeah, I went grocery shopping. You didn't bring anything home, you genius.
Unlike Pip, you use your real name.
Wow. That's a good point. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and you sponsored, so to you.
That sucks for me. Wow.
All right, so
I kind of feel like that teen mom who did the porn. She had the 8-year-old girl. Eventually, she's gonna say it.
And also,
one of the best things that happened to you moving on from family martial arts was you get to do this. Blue now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there we
man.
Go. So,
yeah,
so don't
Russ.
Pretend you're a man of a moral higher ground, especially the shit you told me before the show. So we're going to get past that. So forget that. You don't get to be that guy anymore.
I just don't share it with everybody, though.
Well, it's my job,
too. Too late.
You're just so open about your insanity.
I didn't put this in the inbox. This was sent to me.
Oh, my God.
This
goodness.
Is the
So
audio.
Are you going to do it?
Well, let's. I want
to. What did I tell you? He's thinking about it.
Dude, this is the audio version of Dick Pics.
This is just
you're
the tip
out.
Of,
you're
this is just
out.
The tip of the
That's
iceberg.
Great.
Yeah.
There's much more. You guys should know much more me better than this. I got more.
Oh.
This is just the tip of the iceberg
That's
with this story.
Fabulous.
Okay.
And by the way, it is good money.
Oh, I'm no doubt.
It is good money. So I figure myself, why not? Playboy, you know, back when they had nudity, used to have jokes in there.
Yeah.
I figure, you know what, if a porn site wants to write jokes, I write all the time anyway. I'll write dirty. I mean, I generally don't, but sure.
For the money? Sure.
Absolutely. Why not? A paycheck's a paycheck. So I call the agent up, and the gig is not what I thought.
Uh-oh.
But you have to be in the porn, right?
Slow down.
Oh, no.
Are you guys familiar with cam girls?
Oh.
No.
Oh, catch me up. Smart answer by you, by the way. I'll explain.
Yeah. No, smart. Smart.
What do
we
do?
No.
No, the fact that you said no, I have no idea was the right answer for
that
you.
That was smart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't even know how smart you were.
Yeah.
All right, well, cam girls are, basically, it's a one-camera shoot where the girl is performing and people are in a chat room interacting with her, you know, talking to her, asking her to do certain things. And if they want her to do certain things.
Make requests.
Yes. And they'd have what they call tip with tokens. It's money. And that's how they make money. And when there's a certain amount of tokens achieved, then you get a certain show.
Yes.
That's basically what it is. So they're interacting.
What kind of show? Like
juggling,
like,
stupid. Juggling, yeah. Stupid. A little face painting. Really? Really?
No, I'm trying to digest this. This is,
well, that's one of the things you could do.
Shadow puppets.
No, yeah.
Wow.
It's an improv troupe. You'd love it. They take requests from the chat. No, like stuff with a dildo or screwing or whatever. Or stuff with another girl or stuff with a guy. Sex acts.
Or by yourself. Wow. Act a certain way. Touch
yeah,
a
yeah,
certain
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's strange. It's a kind of intimate experience because the people feel like they're interacting with the star, and they are, and she's interacting back with them.
Yeah.
So, is that a good explanation of it, Pip?
Yeah.
Is everybody's pants around their ankles in that radio land?
How are you doing, Tom?
No.
It's not a gun he just whipped out.
Him so horny.
Well, the last thing he wrote in the Den Pen is, are they hiring Davin as an asshole licker?
Oh, so, no.
Know how that looks on the resume.
I'll tell you how it looks.
Okay. Well, yes, you would.
His father might answer yes.
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
My father had this.
You brought the poor man into this. What you did was mean. Total.
Yeah, it's open season.
Dick move to a nice man.
Dick move. Oh, that's funny.
For fuck's sake, this business is so fucked up.
Now,
yeah.
Are you a webcam girl again?
No. It's about another comedy thing. The manager at the club loves me. We're Facebook friends,
cool.
And everybody loves me. So I said I'm going to come in for this date. I want to come in for this date. And I'm trying to book it through the agent. Oh, that date doesn't work. I'll give you another date. Just give me the date.
Really? It's like, work it out in the bathroom.
But wait, that's not this anyway. So, all right. So there's all sorts of specialized cams and fetishes and all sorts of things. You can, you know, whatever you're
yes.
in.
Yes.
Just like that modern like peep show they used to have in Times Square in the '80s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of
like
something
that.
Like that. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, that's what I was. Except it's online now. I get it. All
right. Right. And instead of just you in the booth watching, it's gonna be everybody in front of their computer watching.
Right. Right.
Wow.
So it's not just you talking, it's like you and, like, you know how people like play video games and they do it on the internet, so you can be playing a video game with somebody in Germany?
It's like a LAN party, but with porn.
Yes.
Wow, that's creepy. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Duck dodges.
So sometimes.
So, the 21st and a half century.
So the agency tells me sometimes people get inappropriate.
No, really?
In there. Like,
with that
I guess,
crowd?
I guess nasty, mean.
I can't imagine.
So my job would be to slam them in a funny way.
Oh, so you're writing porn on the fly.
Well, I'm writing insults.
You're writing insults.
You're insulting the people.
It's like picturing Joe, but with their pants down.
Oh, nice.
What I would say to Joe, but if Joe
is like a bouncer,
while I was saying it.
Wait, you're like a bouncer for online porn chicks.
Yeah, yes.
I have your screen
I like
name.
It.
Don Dickles.
Oh, no.
I like that.
Thank you.
Write that down for me later on. I like that. You guys are on fire tonight. You guys might not need me or Joe anymore.
But I'll just make a show about making fun of your stupid shit.
What'd you say?
We'll just make a show about making fun of your stupid shit.
This is my life.
What a stupid shit you
are
wind
you...
up in.
But that's what people... What do you think people tune
that's
in for?
That's what this is.
What do you
oh,
think this
God.
Show is? Are you new? It's this and Scammers.
Couldn't make this shit
yeah,
up if you
much.
Tried.
No, like that's what makes this show great. The fucking life I lead.
It's
wow.
like just the regular
well,
stuff
Pip
happens.
Has these things too. Pip has more anal emergencies than any... I mean, she contributes.
One anal emergency and you hear about it for the rest
no,
of your
life. And she pees her pants. Pip has her own. Cats pee on her pants. She's got her own stuff going
80
on.
80 times you pee in your pants and you hear about it for the rest of your
and
life.
Joe get, yeah. And Joe gets it, goes out in public, is automatically annoyed by everything and everybody
yes.
and wants to go to it. So everybody has their
he
issue.
Does get mad at a lot of people.
Yeah, he's a very angry, despicable human being.
See that little rage guy that he had as his like picture on Facebook?
Yeah.
That's Joe.
So everybody's got their role. It's not just me.
Not always, but that's a good... You know,
but again, this is what you're paying for. The openness.
I see. That's great.
This
I
is Joe with the customer service counter.
So would you do this job?
Yes.
Yes.
Look at you guys immediately.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially if it's paying good.
Yes.
You live for this.
Is it the porn aspect
you,
or insulting
no,
people?
No. It's you are so too. You are too sarcastic not to have this job.
This is written for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it absolutely. Really is. It really oh. is to do this. Like, and
hey, needle dick, bug off.
Yeah,
you got to be better than that.
Well, I'm not a comedian. I'm sure you can do better.
Yeah, but if you could pick your hours so that you can work around
very
whatever
flexible.
Else you're
she's very
doing,
flexible with
that's
the hours.
Nice. So when you log in, you'll be able to log in.
I'll be logged in.
Wow.
And just like talk. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I spoke to the performer yesterday.
Oh, God. How many tokens did you earn?
After I pulled up my pants and finished, we had a conversation about business.
After I hit 100 tokens, we spoke business.
I owe her money. I'll be working as an indentured servant for the first year, but it was well worth it. Best 20 minutes I ever spent online.
Indentured servant forever. Tom said, your name should be Jerry Seinfelcher.
I don't know what Felching is.
Oh!
Look at her backpedaling. Like,
I am because it's so horrible.
Really?
Are you going to tell him or me?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know about the webcam chicks.
Oh, my God. I know more filth than you guys know.
Yes. You're an animal. Yes, you isolate that.
It's when somebody does oral on somebody and they've got a mouthful of what they got and they spit it up somebody's asshole.
What?
And then suck it back out.
No, that's impossible.
Tom, am I right?
That's impossible.
No, I didn't say that people have done it.
Oh, okay.
That's the idea of what that is.
Now, what's the name?
Felching.
Jerry Seinfelching? Write that down, too.
The fact that you knew that and somebody actually, like,
Tom knows a lot of things about a lot of things nobody should know about.
Wow.
Yeah. And Lisa says, make sure you plastic wrap the computer screen down.
Oh, no. So he's getting free porn, the son of a bitch. He's getting paid.
I know.
It's good to
that's
be a star.
Great. I know, right?
It's better than working at a restaurant and getting free eats.
Yeah,
it's right, much better.
Give me those two names after the show. I like them.
All right.
That'd be great.
So I spoke to the performer yesterday.
Right.
It turns out, as is often the case, the agency had the gig all wrong.
Oh.
They have a chat room, as I said, and she says lately the people in there, they don't comment, so it's getting kind of boring. Like, she'll say something or try to be funny,
okay,
and nobody's reacting.
Because they're
whacking off.
Yeah, their hands are not free.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, how do you type and beat one out, really?
Yeah, I'm sure you could figure it out.
If you could hear, instead of they have to type, you just hear...
That's an applause break in those chat rooms.
He'll stop every 10 seconds. Click, 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 click.
Let's be honest. They're not going there for yucks.
Yeah, no, I don't kid. Yeah, exactly.
Make with the nakedness. What's the matter?
Okay, Pip? Tom has explained felching.
Apparently you got it wrong.
This guy knows way too much, by the way.
Tom just knows a lot of things about a lot of things.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you, Tom. He said...
Thank you for explaining felching, Tom. You're a real hero.
Cho's girl says gag. I haven't even read it.
Well, then you're not very good at it, are you, Cho's girl?
We don't need Google. We have Tom.
Remember, we're talking about.
I guess we know what we have to get Joe and Joe's girl for Valentine's Day lessons.
Oh no.
We were talking earlier about somebody saying that there's something that I'm never going to get. Yeah, well, this is it. When a man fucks you up the butt without a rubber,
what?
He shoots his load and then plants his mouth on your anus.
Ooh.
And sucks out his own warm sperm plus whatever lubricant and feces are
present.
Oh! Okay. God! Damn!
That 5 pounds I wanted to lose this week is going to happen. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to eat for a friggin' at least 3 or 4 days.
Tom has way too much free time.
Tom, buddy. Wow.
Okay, so I got it a little bit wrong, but...
Ew, still ew. Very gross.
Really?
But the name Jerry Seinfelching, very funny.
Very funny.
Very funny. The actual act, yuck.
Oh, no.
Check, please.
Yeah, but, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just got the car.
Okay. So what she's looking at is she wants somebody who can react off of her.
Oh, okay.
So because it would spur on others to chat as well. That's the theory behind it.
Okay.
You know, kind of like how it's a lot easier for me to do the show with you guys.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, talking to myself.
Right, which is just like an endless monologue is just, it's so hard.
Especially when your tits are out.
No, that makes it easier.
Does it? All right, let's see.
I calm right down.
All right, Russ, I'm going to shut off Russ's and my mic. Pip is going to unfurl the girls, and she will attempt a monologue for 10 minutes.
Damn, I wish we had sound effects. Boy!
I got orgasm sound effects. You want those?
Pip Helix in the boob monologue.
No.
The other one's next week.
This is your, this is your opportunity to be a star. Put your tits where your mouth is.
Oh, no.
I can't reach. I've tried.
I think you could.
No, I can't.
You can't?
No, I can't.
Those are big.
But they can't reach. They're just not flexible that way.
What's wrong with your neck?
Wow. No, because they're full, and they're not, like, flabby.
Full.
No, you know what? If you have, like pancake...
Like they're a tanker.
There's got to be some way for you to get tokens.
Yeah. I know.
It ain't going to be on personality and chokes, I'll tell you that.
Wait a minute.
Look at my head, sis. Click, clang, tip, 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 tip.
nothing to show you.
No. So, guys, who wants to tip if I show you those pants that the cat peed on?
Oh,
worst chat ever. Wow. Worst cam show ever.
Want to see all the scratches I have for my cats?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew, worst chat ever. You would break the internet, but not in a good way.
Look, I have a really big zit on my cheekbone.
Still, not as bad as felching.
No, that's
kind of... Lisa says I need a better push-up bra. All right.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm a
girl who knows how to suck her own tits. Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Here's how you stretch them out.
We have such a good audience. They know
so helpful.
They know so many things.
You got to participate, man.
By the way, Trucker Tom said he had to look that up.
Right, Tom. Whatever. Back
I call BS.
And Joe's girl says... About not ever getting this? No, and proud of it.
But yes. Not ever getting what?
Felching.
Well, we'll have to talk to Joe about this.
No.
Well, thank God for that.
Really?
Let me ask, if Joe came dressed as Blue Hawk, could I change Joe's girl's opinion? Because now he's a superhero.
Why do you think he says Bacaw?
Exactly.
No.
Because now he's a superhero. Now he deserves a little felching respect.
No. Not with that beak. Nope.
Who are you here to advocate for? I'm advocating for Joe. Joe thinks I never do anything good for him.
I don't think this is something good for him. I don't think this is something Joe wants.
Probably not.
No.
I'm
going to
move on
so.
With my story, though, now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I wish I would.
Russ is like, please, God.
I wish I would have known about this felching when I was writing Porn with Belinda.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't.
I feel like I just ate 5 bags of pork rinds. My goodness.
Well, then then you certainly would not want to felch.
No.
Okay. So the idea is, so she wants people to interact. So actually, a guy she told, like, she actually wanted to have comedy night in the chat.
What?
Yeah.
No.
She was like, oh, we're going to have a comic in here.
No.
Like, and I'm
no.
like, no. No.
Like in the room?
Yeah, not with her.
All right.
In the chat.
Okay.
I don't know what that would be, but I'm like, no. No. We should keep the focus on you.
Yes.
Can I explain to
you? Then by proxy, you're doing porn.
Telling jokes.
No, but the thing is that.
Tavin
he was in the room. It's like, yeah.
Co-starring. Yeah. I'm going to rub my snatch. Co-starring Tavin Rosenblatt.
I've been part of worse productions.
Right here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, here you go.
Given Tuesday.
Wow.
No, the thing is that it's not. Most of the time, the ha ha. Doesn't go with the hoo-ha. You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Hot girls are usually not funny.
No.
But she wants somebody to interact off of, which is...
get that.
You know.
But saying, oh, now a comedian's going to be here? Yeah.
No.
You know what? Don't irk with animals and kids and porn girls touching themselves. No.
I think it breaks down... I think it hurts business if somebody thinks like somebody from like who's on the payroll is hanging out with them. I think that builds up a wall.
Absolutely.
I don't think you want that. I think you want me being anonymous.
Yes.
I was also told.
So it was like screwing while somebody watches.
Well, people like that.
Yeah, some people do. These guys.
I have a feeling some of these guys do.
No,
I don't know.
No, these are guys who are in their little like man cave or
yes.
in the basement with the lights out, sitting there with their sticky laptop, and they're lonely guys. You know, they're like trying to reach out to somebody human because they're alone. And
are you
like,
saying I'm not human enough?
No, but they get enough competition from other guys out in the world.
Their wives are getting lap dashed by Magic Mike.
Well,
they're in these chat rooms.
That's possible.
I would do it though.
So what we came up with is. I should be her sidekick. But nobody knows.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
You want to be...
Because
know,
nobody knows, but I'll anonymous. Be in there. So if she says something, I'll react off of it. Conversation, laugh out loud, say the occasional funny thing. But I'm not the comic. I'm just another fan.
Got it.
Yeah. That's much better.
She liked that. I go...
You want to be anonymous.
I go, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a radio show. I'm going to be your sidekick, except nobody knows I'm your sidekick.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is, and Joe would say, look, he's giving everybody homework. I said, what you're going to do is, you are going to come up with some topics that you want to talk about. I go, there's a lot of sexy stuff. It's got to be titillating, because that's what we want to do. Pornhub does all these surveys.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come up with these topics. Send them to me beforehand so I know what you're going to talk about. You bring it up, I'll react. That'll get other people to react as well.
Yeah.
I said, that's what we should do.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she loved that. She's like, oh, I also want to play games. And I brought up Name That Orgasm. I go, well, and she loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, I could give
it
to you.
If you don't love that, you have no soul.
Yeah.
It's true. I didn't even bring up Boozy or Floozy.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. When's about drinks and when's about me?
Yeah, exactly. What do I do? What do I go to a bar?
I said, well, maybe I could lend you Name That Orgasm, but I wouldn't want to get stolen by the people. It's like, no, it'll get stolen. All the other. I go, all right, then I'll think up a different game for you. I don't want to give away our Name That Orgasm.
Thank you.
Although Tom would have a new place to compete, which would be nice. And Tom walks in as the champ that he is.
Guess what you win, Tommy?
Finally a prize he likes.
Oh, yeah, really?
Much better than my stupid t-shirt. He's getting new videos.
Yeah, yeah.
He's now he's using my t-shirt as, me, just suck.
Oh, no. Wait, did we ever send him a sock? I don't think so.
That's Joe's department.
Yes.
I don't know if he wants that DNA encrusted sock.
Oh, not a real one. Oh, no.
There's no except no imitations.
You do a category. Was that a single or a double? Orgasm?
Huh? Oh.
Yeah. It's a good idea. No, I think it's a great idea.
Of course you do. So here's the hard part about me. Because chances are she's not going to be funny. And you
no.
Know,
right.
And you know how bad I am if somebody's not funny. Because we have a higher standard, believe it or not.
If she can handle the abuse I take.
But I can't give her that abuse.
No, I know.
I can't go, really?
No, you got to be on her side. Yeah, no. You're her bouncer.
No, I got to be the Pip Helix who laughs at everything.
No.
Oh, no.
But you genuinely laugh at shit.
I do. I think stuff. See, you are like.
Me
you,
and Joe are jaded.
You, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Not
it takes
the
a
one who jaded you.
No.
The thing is that Joe.
No, Steven. We'll get
Steven there. Tyler reference.
It was.
It was.
Joe and Davin have been doing stand-up for so long.
Yes.
They have this idea of what's funny. It's like that normal people think other stuff is funny, and they're like, oh, that's hacky. It's like, that's how normal people talk to
each other. What's hacky,
you know?
What's hacky to like somebody like me and Joe is just normal.
It's normal, you know, banter.
Yeah, I can't go to the porn star. Shut up, you hack. You could do better than that.
Yeah. It's like,
rub harder.
Funny.
Rub harder. Stick to playing with yourself. Let me handle the comedy. Yeah. I can't do any of that stuff.
No.
You smack your tits. I'm going to talk.
Do I come to your room and shove the dildo up my ass? Work your own side of the road, sweet tits.
You could.
But I have. So this is the hard thing. Where the other, what we originally thought it was, where I'm slamming people, plays right into what I do.
Oh,
this is much harder. I have to be nice.
Oh,
no.
Son of a bitch.
But
no, this
better
is not your gig.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be nice.
You're
I'm here
for
nice.
The cum, I'm here for the fun. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's difficult.
So you'll be doing both? Like
No. She's like, no, I never said that. I have a ban button. I kind of figured that. She could ban somebody. And most people aren't dicks.
Bam.
They're trying to get off. With,
right,
you know.
Right. You can't. Well, although, you know, there's every
kind
of.
New identity, no?
Yeah, those people are out there slashing women and burying
right,
them in
right,
the metal
but not while they're active. Yeah, but she could just
know.
Ban them. I mean, I'll handle.
Yeah.
If somebody gets out of line, oh, I'll handle it for her.
Oh, yeah.
I will, but that's not really what I'm being hired for.
Right.
So she loved this concept.
Okay.
I said, of like a radio show. I go, but on my show, I'm the number one, but I'll be. But on yours, I'll be the sidekick.
Yeah.
She's looking, you're already getting demoted. I go, well, it's for a good cause.
There you go. In honor of chafed penises everywhere.
So she's like, you don't even have to stay around. You don't even have to stay around. Well, if they'll sponsor me.
I had a delayed reaction on that one.
Trying to say something, then I circle back for that.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I missed that one. All right.
Oh, my God.
Now I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. It just came out.
That's what we're talking about.
We're all inclusive here.
Yeah. Oh, she said, I don't even have to stay for, I think she calls it, I might be wrong here, so don't quote me on this. The creamy cum zone?
What?
Oh, what the
Dude.
What the fuck?
I think that's like the 20 minutes where, like, you know, the pedal to the metal.
Is that,
so I don't even have to be in there for that.
Wait, is that sort of like, you know,
wow.
Is that like the end of the Bellagio water show? Is, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that?
I get what you're saying.
Wow. That was actually FCC appropriate.
I like that.
That was impressive.
I like that.
I did not know you had that one in the toolbox.
I didn't either.
That was good.
Yeah. Look at you good. Having a breakout performance.
I'm a fan.
I don't think it's that.
If only I could do that in real life, it'd be great.
I think towards the end, it looks like the inside of a little Debbie.
Oh!
A little Debbie. Oh,
wait. Is she alone?
Yeah, with a toy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with a toy, and she works herself up into a lather.
What's the toy? A Twinkie? What the hell? How does she work herself into
like
that
a
much
dildo,
lather?
A vibrator. I don't know. I haven't seen the show.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of lather, though.
No, she gets her own natural lather.
Okay.
She's very excited. She's a professional.
Okay.
I'm from pouring the shampoo. This is great.
Some people can cry. Gonna
wash
you.
That jizz right out of my coochie.
Yeah.
Head and tits. What?
What?
Yikes.
Head and tits.
It's no integrin. No. So, I'm sure Tom could explain this better than me, but sometimes women cream. So I think that's when she gets excited. I think that's what the people are paying for.
Yeah, but that okay. Never mind.
Okay, wow. You good?
Yeah, it just sounds like a lot.
Just because you've never had a real man.
Oh,
not going there. This is Paul Russ is here and shuts up.
I was just going to say a shot across the bow, but then that sounded like a double entendre. And
Mr. Helix can shoot just fine across the bow, I'm sure. Sometimes he's not even in the same ship. It's really quite impressive.
Not talking about Mr. Helix's shots.
You guys even turn Moby Dick into porn. You realize that, right?
Dick in it.
The white whale.
Yeah. Oh, no. I need a drink.
I got booze upstairs. I don't have Jaeger, though.
Yeah.
Is that your drink of choice?
It was, actually. It was for a long time.
And then you...
started exercising again. All the shit. It's very sugary.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's not something you really want in your diet. So I've been taking it easy, going back to the basics, whiskey, rum, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Your basics.
Four food groups.
Exactly.
So she's actually very flexible with the hours.
That's not how I thought that sentence was going to end.
I added with the hours.
The word flexible. I'm like, where's he going? This isn't over.
I didn't go about hours. I was thinking about job timing. She's very flexible with the what?
The hours. She wants to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
She got a good vibe for me. Mm-hmm. Probably because I wasn't like a lech.
Right.
You know, I'm talking all business with her. I'm like, I'm talking about her. I'm talking to her about the entertainment concept. What we're gonna do? How this is gonna boost revenue? How we're gonna play? Like, I'm pretty much running the show like I do for us.
Yeah. You came in with a lot of ideas, like a rainmaker. But
I didn't have ideas going in because I thought it was something else.
You had the catcher in the baseball game, except she's actually catching.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
You had.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
You had a pitch meeting. Basically.
Are we done with baseball?
Is
or can I move
okay with this?
Well, we got there.
Oh,
okay.
No, I wasn't trying to be funny.
I'm so curious. I got to know.
I wasn't trying to be baseball funny. I meant literally. Well, I had a pitch meeting.
Yeah.
And
well, it wasn't brought up that way, but...
Wait, how did this happen to begin with?
They
that's the part he's looking at.
You bring up an interesting point. Huh? Because they contacted the agency, and the agency immediately thought of me. So what...
That's wrong. Are you kidding me?
So what does that
back
say
to
about
the moral
me?
Compass accusation?
I know. So wait.
But she wanted somebody who's
horny.
Vindication.
I am just the guy.
Vindication.
Well, he goes, well, I know you're
sarcasm
a deviant.
Sarcasm and sex. Yeah, Devin.
He goes, I go, wait a minute. I'm one of the nicest people on your roster.
You're the, on his roster of comedians? You're the deviant?
You see, thank you, Pip. I'm not.
No.
Thank
no.
you.
No.
Thank you.
That's.
Thank you.
You are not. Immediately, and I've been out of the game for a long time, immediately my mind went to a bunch of different places. Not to you. when you say deviant.
No, I'm a nice person. I'm a nice person.
That's not who I went to.
But she said when I was talking, she's like, I need somebody who's quick-witted. I go, well, that's me.
Okay. Yeah.
That, and that must be because he knows I'm good with crowd work.
Things must happen fast in that chat room.
But that's really what it is. So I only got to do like 2 or 3 hours at a time.
No, all right.
Which is, I can be multitasking. You know how I multitask. So I can be like, haha, over there and coming in line, doing stuff for the show.
Make a grilled cheese, make somebody whack it off.
Yeah. he's going to be doing it during the show. And he'll forget which person he's talking to.
Oh, no.
You wanted to come on our tits. Wait a minute. Oh, shit, we're doing TV. Yeah.
Sorry, sweetie. I was talking to my radio team. I apologize. That was completely inappropriate.
Daddy, that's awful.
I was talking to Joe. He got confused between breasts and thighs. My bad.
He usually knows where he's headed.
Well, not usually. As
no.
We but anyway, I digress. He's not here to defend himself.
No, it's
true. Joe just yell at him.
So, would you guys do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you be able to broach it with your spouse?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mr. Helix don't give a shit as long as the money's green.
We're not even in the same building, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're all adults, you know. We've all seen, you know, opposite sex naked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
know?
I kind of think if you're doing this every day, like, you kind of get immune to her.
Yeah. It's kind of like being a gynecologist.
Yeah.
Another cave, same stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, whatever.
I was in a titty bar. I can't say which one when I was in college. And after what you walk in, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's just work.
Tits akimbo, it's almost
like,
whatever.
It's like being a gynecologist. Like, yeah, how many of these can
I think
see?
I think the hardest thing.
You just get, like, immune.
Yeah.
I think the most shocking thing for me will be to see how these guys and how they all interact with each other. Because as despicable as I am here, I generally am a pretty respectful person.
Let me tell you something. Those guys are not talking to each other.
No, but how they're interacting with her.
I
want to see you put that in there. Yeah. Oh, I'm doing this to myself right now.
Yeah, nobody's
can everybody
going,
see
yeah,
the chat?
Buddy.
Yes, the chat is open to everybody,
but she
can private message me.
Because I'm, and this is where there may be an additional market here. I'm not going to say I'm normal by any means of the definition, but we'll say regular guys like me who even had no idea shit like this existed.
It's because you're old.
I want to log in just to hear you insult these crazy bastards.
Well, I'm not going to insult.
That's entertainment. Can you think about it from
a
relatively normal?
Yeah. No. I'm going to insult them if they're disrespectful to her. But I'm assuming.
Yes.
But she's like, we get them once a month, and I can ban them.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen, we're trying to. I explained this to her. We're trying to build a community. We want these people to become attached to her, interact with her, because then they're going to be there more often. They're going to tip more because they feel that connection.
Right.
You always tip more at the titty bar to the girl who looks in your eyes and touches your cheek and makes you feel special.
Is that how you do with Devin? Thank you.
I hate titty bars. We've been over this before. But that's another. I'm completely awkward in that scenario.
I know. No, that's why I think that it's hilarious that you were the one they thought of, because I'm like, I know you. And no, you're not the number one on the list.
No.
Really?
I'm telling myself. It was the quick-witted thing. That's what I'm telling myself.
No, actually, whatever they want to think. But actually, because you're quick-witted, this will work for you. Not because you're a deviant, because you're not.
Yeah. I think it actually helps me that I'm not a deviant for
this. No. As a matter of fact, because if you started going, so, what do you do?
Well,
what
I think
do you do in your webcam?
Well, yeah, you can't do that in a pitch meeting. Because that's creepy. You can't do that.
Right, but
obviously, I have questions, but I'm like, well, I'll learn eventually.
But the other 47 applicants did.
I don't even know if there were other apps. I don't know. There's
kidding,
no way to know.
But
she wants the creeps chased away. I can appreciate that. That's pretty cool.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in.
Lisa wants to hire me?
No, Lisa says... Lisa says for $14.95 you can get a private message. How the hell do you know?
She knows how to suck her own tits. Wow. She knows a lot of things. Lisa's very talented. How dare you question Lisa?
$15 for a private message?
Yeah.
A private message?
I'm supposing.
From the chicken
little,
the...
You know how in a chat,
oh, yeah, you can
a
have
chat
private
room you can
show.
Have a private message? I think that you can have like a private message box and you can have a conversation off by yourself.
For $15.
I guess.
But Lisa seems to be the expert on this part.
Well,
I don't know.
I can buy a bottle of Bacardi for $15.
I know.
Yeah, but
maybe
it's hard
get
to jerk
that.
Off to that label.
Wow.
It says that bottle's cold.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to be having plenty of private messages.
I'm sorry. Delayed reaction, Pitt. That was good.
Thank you.
That was pretty cool. Sorry, Devin.
So you guys would all do this?
Hell yeah, dude.
I do not think this is something one puts on the resume.
Why?
Although I did think of like a title for it, Chat Room Experience Enhancer.
I like it. I like it.
That sounds very professional.
I like it.
You don't think
comma,
that sounds
for porn?
Shut
no,
up, you.
That is something begging to be asked about.
Yeah, at least try.
And
it.
Then you have to explain.
If the
what
missus
you
is
did.
Cool with it, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get there.
Yeah. I was a married man, shouldn't be again, but yeah, I would definitely have a sit down with my wife and be like, I can make extra money making fun of perverts.
So.
That'd be the pitch.
I think that's what we did on the radio show. I think that's how I pitched her this.
She's a young girl, you know, doing what she wants to do
girl.
With her body.
No, I mean, she's not an old girl. She's a couple years older than me.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
Well, important, that's old, yeah.
It's
true.
No, but as we've learned,
porn years 40, you're a senior citizen.
With some of the Pornhub surveys that we've gone over, people are into the MILFs and all the MILF chores and this, that, the other thing.
Dude,
yeah,
40
no,
in porn, you either retire or you're in rehab.
I didn't interrogate her.
Interaction, for sure.
Interaction.
Listen, I'm not
having back surgery.
Listen, she's hiring me. I'm not going to interrogate.
Knee surgery, dude.
I'm not going to say, what crossroad did you fuck up on to bring you here? I'm not saying that. It's none of my business.
No.
I want to say something so bad right now. I can't.
Do it.
No, it's bad.
Write it down.
You know,
I'll
say
it.
If you just would have taken karate, you wouldn't have that dildo in your cooch right now. Just saying.
Martial arts teaches a lot of things like self-respect.
That's not first position. That's not the first kata. That is not it.
I'm about to go over my line. I can't.
I didn't think you had a line.
Yeah, no. I'm just about to step over. It's too funny.
Next episode, you won't.
Oh, goodness.
One more time here, you'll be fine.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. So,
note to self. Feed him with rum.
I don't think she went to black belt class tonight. She might not be feeling well.
No. I saw her. Yeah, she was upstairs.
Yeah, well, black belt doesn't start till 7:30.
Oh, that's right.
So I don't know.
The Den Pen says, say it, Russ.
Yeah, exactly. You owe them.
Say it.
You owe them.
For $14.95,
Fiance, turn away. Fiance, put your little fingers in the ears.
We don't
want to ruin the image you have of your man. Now say it.
What fucked up drunk relative got you here?
Oh,
that's horrible, man.
True.
I don't think alcohol has to be involved.
It just makes it so much worse. It's a horrible thing to say to somebody.
Well, and I'm not going to be saying it because I don't know.
Because it's true.
I don't know. Listen, sometimes you just got to pay the bill. I don't know.
Yes.
Oh. I don't know.
You don't want to know.
I don't know. Maybe she can't get a radio show out of her basement. Maybe one day she will. Who am I to judge?
Maybe she'll be podcasting along with us.
I can only hope.
It all sounds like, hi, guys.
I'm not going to judge her. She seemed like a lovely girl. God.
No, well, you know what?
Staples makes a no button. She had a yes button. All right.
Some people are very... No, her said easy.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. What?
A little respect for my future employer.
We've all been there. Actually, we have.
Nobody's
but we've
been
all
there.
Been there.
I could show you my easy button.
We've all seen it.
It's
worn out. You can't even read it anymore. You just see an E and a Y. The A and the S are long gone.
It's been in so many times.
Come on, Daddy.
It barely works. It sounds a little off key. It's ruined.
Rub the ring right off.
It's not red anymore. It's like off white.
You didn't tell me you never once got paid to jerk off in front of a woman.
No. Yes, I can tell you I've never once gotten paid to jerk off in front of anybody. But hey, I'm very sheltered.
But who are we to judge?
And you were afraid of saying what you said before.
Dude, that was awful, man. Yes. Normal people don't say shit like that. I only do this here.
Yeah, it's our fault.
It really is.
Yeah, we
don't talk like this
him.
When I'm not here.
Again.
Except when you're in your chat
again,
room.
That is horrible.
You're an honored and cherished sponsor, so you're kind of responsible.
I just had my oldest son communed. I was standing in front of a priest like 7 days
like
ago.
Like they don't do nasty shit, too, but I digress. At least everybody here is consenting adult.
I don't participate. I'm part of this madness.
Yeah, I know.
You like, brought me here to do
all right,
this.
All right,
a week out, and you're already as scummy as possible.
I'm done already.
Yeah,
I'm
there you go.
All right, so... I was intrigued by this.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be. You gotta at least try it, dude.
It's
too insane not to.
Yeah.
Really?
No,
you'd be crazy.
Who gets a gig like this, man?
Yeah.
Me.
And the fact that you were called to do this, you just gotta do it.
It's
man.
Like it's like God gave me a gift.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like
what
like,
it is, we have no idea.
Listen. Yeah, sin not to use whatever it is.
Bryce Harper was made to play baseball.
Okay.
I was made to monitor porn chat rooms.
Sweet.
It'd be sacrilegious for me not to.
Yeah. You're wasting your God-given talent.
Exactly. The Lord would be very disappointed.
And the agency says you're the guy for the job.
I am.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, I don't see this working. Every other person that comments, he's going to ask if it's me or Joe.
I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you, okay. And I'll tell Joe off the air. I'm not saying on the air.
No, I
want a membership to this shit. I want to see.
Can you imagine?
And your fiance is probably listening, so have fun with that.
Not
on
to
the
beat
way
off.
Home.
I just want to see how it all goes down.
No, honey. Just for scientific things. I want to learn.
Yes. I'm just.
Prepping. I'm a study of humanity. That's what I am.
He's gone from beating scammers to perverts.
He's gone from beating off. Yeah, it is. You beat me to it. You beat me to it.
That's awesome.
That's really sick that we're thinking the same stuff.
Yeah, it shows how either you've elevated your game or I'm nothing without Joe. I don't know what it is.
I can talk now.
Yeah, we don't need Joe. Who knows?
Who does this happen to?
All right, so
I've been sitting there.
No,
and you get a phone call.
Like, no, nobody's.
You want to work with hookers? Yeah, sure. Why not?
She don't entertain her. A little respect. A little respect.
That's fabulous. Could just see you doing this, and Tom being logging in secretly under a false name, and just like busting your balls in the chat.
Yeah, false name. It's gonna be Fucker Tom. I wonder who that is. Yeah. It's Felcher Tom.
Give her a Felch.
Right? Tom saw her.
Yeah, he'd be the only one where I would like do it, where like I would react like positively off a lame joke, and Felcher Tom would go, really? Really?
Yeah. Hey, sweetheart, I'll give you 5,000 tokens for an online felching.
Tom
will find somebody.
Tom's the only one who would call it with his dick in hand would be calling both of us stupid. He would be so conflicted.
Tom says, Harper was made to play baseball. Davin was made to soften boners in a jiggly room.
Oh, nice.
Everybody has a gift, Tom. Nice. Everybody has a gift. Wasn't that long ago you were looking for a different career, my friend?
He didn't get the call.
He's on a cock block. He's a cock kill.
He's a cock killer.
Yeah. Cock killer. Cock killer.
The boner vaporizer. Sounds much more intimidating that way.
Sounds like an old Ice-T album. Yeah, instead of cop killer, he's cock killer. Send the album in a body bag and be wrapped in a condom.
It's not my job. I'm enhancement talent. I'm enhancing the experience.
Oh, God. This takes you on a whole new path. A dark, dark path.
It kind of does.
I like it.
Even Luke Skywalker walked down that aisle, you know, with Darth Vader at one point.
It's like that moment when Anakin flips out of the Jedi Temple and kills the younglings. That's where you're at right now. You're there, man.
The Padawan.
Yeah.
I don't get Star Wars references.
No, but
it's all right. We don't get most of the shit you say.
I know, that's true.
We got to wrap this up, so let me get through this.
Yeah, please.
Okay. I figured we would get heart medicine by the time we do this. Yes. And I haven't told anybody since Thursday.
Oh, really?
No. Who do you discuss this with?
Really?
Did you talk to your wife about it?
We'll get there.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's kind of an awkward thing. Hey, honey.
I can't wait.
By the way.
Well, you're working in an office.
I was talking
with
a prostitute. Two of them.
In a box while we're looking at a box.
Yes, yes.
So she's driving home. I go, listen, when you get home.
It's an enigma in a riddle.
It really is. That's really. I'm an artist.
Oh, God.
I'm like Prince, but alive.
Who lives like this? Who lives like this?
This guy.
It's amazing.
So what happened?
I'm a rock star, baby. Steven Tyler wishes he had my life. Not
yes,
really.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, the years you have left on it anyway.
I don't even know how to take that.
Yes.
It's true.
Again,
dude.
I'm a very nice human being, though.
Yes, actually you are. So this is bizarre.
You're going Sith on this one, but I say go for it.
Of course you do. So I called the wife yesterday. It's towards the end of the day. I go, listen, when you get home, I got offered a job. I gotta talk. I'll talk to you about it when you get home. Well, now I got a long ride. She doesn't sound like that, but I don't have another woman voice, so that's what she sounds like.
No,
and
I have
she
a
certainly
long
isn't.
Ride. Tell me now.
Yes, I'm like, well, I don't want to tell you now. Yeah, I want to know now. Tell
I
me.
I want to hear now. But
you did this while she was driving a car.
Yes,
I have time.
No
now,
moral
tell
compass.
Me.
And again, once again, in a car.
She's like, so now she's playing 20 questions with me.
So what kind of job is it? Are you going to have to travel?
Are you going to Afghanistan?
Oh.
Because we just talked about going overseas again on Mother's
Day. The Iraqi.
Yeah. I said, no.
Okay.
I'm not.
No war zone check.
Exactly.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
What other crazy shit would my husband do?
She goes, the next question is, you don't have to take off your clothes, do you? I'm like, well,
impossibility,
no.
But no.
Wait.
Have is a kind of a strong word.
But back up just a moment.
I don't even, why does she think there's even a calling for that?
Yes, well, back up just a moment.
God bless you, she sees something in you.
Shut up, you.
Yes.
Shut up, you.
No, wait, you said you were
women
walking.
Usually married down, it keeps the husbands home.
Oh, wow.
I'm teasing.
Look at the black belt backpedaling from me. That was awesome, by the way.
He's just
this
so mean.
He me with his pinky, but he's like, I'm getting the fuck out.
No, you're not going to be mean, man.
All of a sudden he realized,
I think that ship sailed.
You guys bring out the worst in me.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's us. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he's usually a cream puff.
Yeah.
So wait. Now, you say you got offered a job And the first place her mind goes
is Afghanistan.
Is Afghanistan, and then nudity. Why?
I guess these were
what stupid shit would my husband do? Is going through her mind.
I guess these are like worst case scenarios.
Yeah, but why exactly? Is it a worst case scenario? Because you said you wanted to talk to her about
it. Yeah, because I said you know, it's
you
not
just say I'm going to book a normal gig,
right?
Like...
Usually it's like, hey, by the way, I'm not going to be here this week.
And it's the, oh, this
not
was,
Caesar's Palace.
This is I have to talk to you about. And she's like, it was so serious that he's got to talk this shit through with me. It's
yeah.
Something.
Like, he's, right. Like he actually considers me. What's up?
Yeah. Oh, no. All right. All right.
Henceforth, it's got to be something silly, stupid, or dangerous.
Yeah. 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 Like he's going to go and interview Vala.
So she's like, will I be alone? I'm like, well, kind of.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a camera crew at the house? No. These are all the questions of.
Wow.
Are you going to have a camera crew?
Because I guess she thinks, like, maybe I'll be doing, like, a reality show and she doesn't want to be involved in that.
Right.
We've already had that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wants nothing to do with that aspect of our
no, I can't blame her.
No, you, yeah. Me, and Joe would have to rent a an apartment to pretend we're like the monkeys or something.
Yeah,
that's the only way that shit would work.
So finally I told her. This is what it is. She was a bit apprehensive.
I can imagine. That's mm-hmm. normal. Yeah.
Bit apprehensive, you know, looking at this naked
woman. Don't like when their husbands work with naked chicks. It's just normal.
You're going to be the snatch whisperer. That's your job.
At first, she wanted me to, like, do it because the hours are flexible. When she's at home so she can monitor me. And I'm like, that's fine.
Okay.
I love it. I'm like, you can only go into the porn site when I'm home, damn it.
Wait. Okay, just checking. Wear your pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
No porn for you when I leave the house, young man.
I think that's what it is.
Unless it's work. And then you go in there.
Oh,
and
you
great.
Perform.
And you perform
that
well.
That woman's expecting the best out of you.
Only when I'm home, damn it.
You make that girl some money.
Exactly.
Those batteries for that dildo aren't gonna pay for themselves.
And I want a belt.
That's fantastic.
That's hard to get off.
But then she decided, it's like, no, because then that's late at night, and then you're going to be too tired when you come upstairs.
Wow.
Wait.
Because it's like family time.
You know? It's going to make you tired when you go upstairs?
Because it's going to be late, because if I'm doing a couple hours and it's late, you know. Can't do it at the dinner table.
I know, but I thought she meant like...
Whether he's in the chat room or upstairs, he's not fucked either way.
It's like, wait a minute. He's tired and he needs a sandwich. What have you been doing?
You missed the Yankees play and they won.
Yeah, it's like, what? Well, Lisa says, where are your hands?
Yeah,
he threw them way up in the air.
See if they're purple or anything like that. That's great.
So you know, she was a little apprehensive, but then she got over pretty quickly because the money is pretty good.
Okay.
Wow.
And the hours are flexible. And I am going to now, the performer's a couple hours behind. She's not in this time zone.
Okay.
In the country, but not in this
that
time
might work zone. For your bet to your benefit.
Because she likes to work a certain time. And, you know, it's hard to take care of your kid when they come home when you're monitoring a porn chat room. So I
got I got to
figure that out.
Come sit
certain conversations.
With daddy and tell me about your day.
Sorry,
oh,
honey. I can't help you with geometry. I'm helping this man with a right angle right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Got to think that one through.
But, yeah.
Try to weave it in if you can.
Yeah,
man.
So wife's cool with it.
That's good.
Wife's cool with it. The agency, I told the agency. Agency's going to work up a contract with her. I said, you guys handle the money. I don't need that check coming here. I said, I'll take the check from the agency.
No direct financial transactions.
I can see the mailman. Uh-huh. I always wondered.
So this is going to start probably in June. She really wants to work with me. It's just really about making the hours work.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, it has to work for her. I have to be able to show some production.
Right.
I think it's going to take some time, but I think at the very least, I can make the experience better for her.
Okay.
Yeah. I do. Because
you'll be the comic relief.
Because she won't be talking.
Like, it sounds like at the end of the experience has already been pretty damn good for her.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but you know, the lead up.
Okay.
Getting paid $15 to say hello to somebody.
Could you imagine staring in an empty chat room and just talking and nobody's responding and your tits are out and your hoo-ha's out?
Yeah,
It's a rough gig.
It is a rough gig.
So, yeah, at least now she knows somebody has her back. And a front or whatever else needs to be had, you know.
Wow.
check, or Tom's dying because he's like, you have to launder your porn check.
Nah.
What?
Launder your porn check.
What does that mean?
Well, you have to launder your
launder
money that you're getting from porn.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said porn chat. You said porn check.
Yeah, porn checks.
Oh, porn check.
And Lisa said,
are you from an accounting family?
It's coming from the agency. I don't need my dad questioning those statements.
That'd be great. Lisa's got a great line. She says,
oh, shit,
direct deposit.
First, he lets his dad listen to me so horny. And then his father has to recheck him and let me rub one out for you.com. This poor man, what are you doing him?
I'm getting it from the agency. I'm not doing that. But that comment, direct deposit, now, when Lisa said that, I really wanted to sink my teeth into her and go, really? Now, if my employer says that, I'm going to go, ha, 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 LOL, that's brilliant.
Because
nice.
Yes.
Right, I expect more from Lisa because I know we've turned her at this point.
Oh, yes, she's turned.
Yeah, exactly. So I expect more from the regular.
She's a nice girl.
Yes, no, I expect more from the regulars, yes. from the den pen. So normally I would hold Lisa to a similar standard that I hold Joe and Pip to, not as high,
no.
but a similar standard. But if that was coming from my future employer, that is brilliant. How did you come up with that?
Now, a spank bank.
No.
Oh,
I love it. Home run. Home run.
We're very punny tonight.
The pen is on fire.
Yeah, it's probably got an infection.
Are you having burning with urination pen?
Nice.
I got the only chat room for a comedy show that has STDs.
Oh, God. We don't know that for sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're going to have to scrub out the chat room you're about to work in, dude. All right.
Well, I can't believe I'm even asking this. So how does she pays the agency pays you? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how I want it to work.
And there'll be a way for her to like measure the impact you're having?
Well, she's going to know.
All right.
She's going to know. I mean, whether she's getting tipped more, whether people are interacting more. I mean, I think we're going to do it in a week trial, but I think we're going to need a little bit more than a week. And I'm going to send her some stories, get her going.
You know, this is the kind of crazy shit that takes off.
I know.
Really, I actually think this is really something I could probably do for other
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is the kind of...
And you know this shit's going to lead to some material somewhere down the road.
Absolutely.
For both here and on stage.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it really serves every master.
It does.
Bait.
It does.
Anyway... So,
see, damn, it's starting over. Show. So
I heard what you did there.
Yeah. So I had my first fleshing the other night.
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with fleshlights? Because there was this dude and he had a question.
God.
Yeah, but I will not say the performer's name on this show.
I don't think
I will,
you should.
I will not have her say promote me during her show.
No.
Bad idea.
Yeah. There shouldn't
you
be
lose your under 18 crowd.
So that's that. All right. So when we come back, we're gonna do the clean version of the show.
Yeah. Oh my
After
god!
That,
after that,
the FCC will come here. We're leaving handcuffs.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the concert Pip and I went to. We're gonna talk about millennials. We're gonna talk about all sorts of stuff.
It's not a concert; it's a revival.
Shut up, you.
Jeez, after that conversation, I need a shower and a douche.
Take one.
Oh, dude.
Well, take a shower. You sit next to a douche. Anyway, you're listening to Davin's Den. Don't go
on RogueRadio.com. TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places. DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
All right, on the break, you're going to be listening to new music from John Santana. The song is Don't Judge Me, which is kind of appropriate considering what we just talked about. You can learn more about John Santana at deucemusic.com, DEUCE music.com. Don't judge me.